It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day. I'm glad that you've joined us. Now please, that you come to study the precious Word, the truth, the Word of God. Continuing the study, Philippians chapter 4, we're going to once again read verse 4 through verse 9. I know we've read that several weeks in a row. We're going to continue to do that because there's such sweet verses. We need to keep them all together. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through verse 9. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. It is a great day every time that we have a chance to come together. Makes it a greater day, a joyful day, a very precious day. So please now, if you have opened your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, we're going to read from verse 4 through verse 9. I'll repeat that one more time, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through verse 9. Listen to these verses. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do. Oh, if we'd listen to that. And the peace of God, the God of peace, shall be with you. And it's something how we read something backwards sometimes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for the precious reading of your word. I ask now that you would guide and lead us and make it so clear how to come to your Son, the Lord Jesus, and be saved. And then how upon that time, begin that sweet and wonderful walk to become a child of God and to be out telling other people, Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. And if they ignore you and pay no attention to you, that's their problem. It sure isn't ours. We have the greatest gift to give this lost and dying world, believer. If you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, we have the best to give, and that's Jesus. And I ask that you will please look unto the Lord Jesus today. Follow his word, listen to his word, that we may know his will. Father, please that you help us to see that and to do that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the study. We've had, in the last few weeks, prayer and supplication. Last week we were at Thanksgiving. And as we look at this word thanksgiving, we have looked up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. But today now, we're back in Colossians, and we read Colossians last week, but please that you would be patient with me and let me read it once again for you, because there's some things there that we need to look at before we continue through the seventh verse. We have, again, back in Philippians chapter 4, we are in the sixth verse. Be careful for nothing. Worry about nothing. It doesn't mean to be careless at all. Because you'll find that when you seek the wisdom of God, that's the furthest thing from your life is carelessness. Because you're going to have such a direction and such a desire to serve and such a joy and a peace in your heart that you're going to enjoy every minute of every day, no matter what you're doing or where you're at, if you seek the will of God and do it. I love that down in verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned, received, heard, and seen in me, do. Now that's the directions Paul proclaimed to the church of Philippi while Paul was in prison. He sent this letter back and he says, please that you follow after the will of God and the way of God and the things that you have learned, that you've received, that you've heard, and that you've seen in me. I ask that you do that, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now that's what I want for you. Paul desired that for the believers in Philippi. I desire that to every listener that we have today. I desire that for the church I pastor. I desire that for the folks that I'm around. I desire that, my friend, that we follow after, that we seek the will of God, we seek the way of God, that we'll have the peace of God. The God of peace shall be with you. I want him with you. But there's some things that we have to do, my friend, and that is we need to learn how to pray. We need to learn how to ask for what he has to give. We need to learn how to be thankful. We need to be saved, first of all, of course. Come to Jesus today and be saved. Please, don't tarry 1 minute longer. You know, we get so tied up in so many different things, but I ask you today that there be nothing that's more important to you than Jesus. Now, I don't know where you go to church. I don't know what your pastor. I run into some people, and I'll tell you what, those people, you just shake your head at them the way they look at things. Because they're using their own ideas, their own philosophy, and they're pleased with it. They have some kind of peace in their life about it. But I'll tell you what, it's a joke. Because it's totally, completely contrary to the Word of God. My friend, let's seek the Word of God and know it. Let's look at that. Now, we went back to Colossians chapter 3, and in that we read the 15th through the 17th verse. And I'd like to read it once again. And again, we're going to look at some words in there and some things in there that's good for us, as all the Word is. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. Be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Now, let's back up in Colossians here. I know that we're in Philippians chapter 4, and we're looking at the word thanksgiving. But there's some things that we need to see here in Colossians before we go back to Philippians and enjoy that. You see how I search the Word of God. I love the Word of God from cover to cover. We look at this now in the 15th verse. It says, the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now, in looking in the Greek, the word peace there is to set at one again, to join. If we expect to have peace in our heart, if we expect to have joy in our heart, then we must give our life, give everything, give our mind, give our heart, give it unto the Lord Jesus. We've talked about prayer and supplication. We've maybe changed your mind a little bit here, and I hope that the Holy Spirit has convicted your heart concerning prayer, and I hope that you have stopped asking and asking and asking and kind of handing your list, as the example we gave last time, going through the drive-thru at the fast food joint. I couldn't say it then, can't say it again today. At the fast food joint, as you go through there and you give your requests at one place, you give your money at another, and you expect to receive what you've asked for at the next window, and you drive off. Boy, isn't that our church today? It just almost fits it, isn't it? We come in, we give our list, we throw our money in the offering plate, we want what we want, and boy, we're going to be grumpy if we don't get it, and then we drive off. We'll be back. Isn't that the way we play church today? We got to stop that. We got to start walking after the Lord Jesus. We need to pray. Pray in such a way that is a worship. You've set your heart and your mind, and you want to do the will of God. Now, God, I'm going to sit here. God, I'm going to stand here. God, I'm going to kneel here until I see what you want me to do. As I shared with you last time, never will you find anything that God has told you. And when you say that, people get worried that you hear the voice of God. Now, I have heard from God very clearly many times, but I have never heard an audible voice. But you see, he leads me through his precious word by the Holy Spirit that's in my heart. And he'll take things from his precious word, and he'll show me truths. And it's such a joy, because if there's times that I'll see something, boy, that's wonderful, and all of a sudden I'll realize, that's not right. That can't be right because that's contrary to another area of Scripture. We see all of a sudden I slid into it. I had desires. It wasn't what God wanted for me at all. I said, God, I'm sorry. I missed you. Now I'm going to seek your will. Now I want what you want. And then go to his precious word, enjoy his word, read his word, and his living word will make you holy, will make you separated, will give you a joy in your heart. Now I'm going to ask you to do that. Very carefully and very lovingly seek the will of God quietly and patiently. And then, yes, visit with him, but not till after you've spent time alone listening. Listen first, then quietly speak. Then with all confidence and with all joy, give thanks, the Scripture tells us. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Okay, again, set at one again to join. When the peace of God is there, we have joined our life, our will, our way with God's. We haven't brought God from his way and tried to have him join our way. It's the other way around. It's his way. We have yielded lovingly and joyfully. We have yielded to his way. The peace of God rule in your hearts. Okay, there's two places here, God's way and our way. Our way has to change to God's way. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which also ye are called in one body, be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Now, we've got a problem in today's world because most people are trying to come up with this unity, this one body. They have dumped off all the doctrines of the Word of God. They have grabbed a hold of one or two and ignored all the rest, which is sin, which is wrong. God, yes, wants us one, but only let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Back up here now into verse 15, where it says, in one body, we're in the body of Christ. And so, yes, we should be one. But when some of those folks leave the Word of God and ignore the Word of God, they have ignored great doctrines of by coming to Jesus by faith, by grace, his grace alone to be saved. They've dropped that off and they have added works to it. They have ignored the call of salvation. They say that's not important to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You don't have to come to God and say, God, please forgive me and save me. Well, the Word of God tells us that. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Now you need to come to Jesus with a confessed broken heart and surrender to him, and he will save you, and you must do that. You must do that today. And you become then the body of Christ. But there are so many doctrines. There's the doctrine of baptism. We have the Lord's Supper. Many people misuse and abuse the Lord's Supper. They don't realize what they're doing. And the Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians tells us so clearly that if you misuse this, you could even die, be sick or die, because you're misusing the Lord's Supper. I believe the Word of God. I want you to know those things. I want you to look properly at baptism. I want you to understand that baptism is a picture of something that's happened in your heart. It's a picture. It's an example to those around you that they can see the testimony. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. Go down to the water, back up out of the water, pictures the dying in Jesus and raising in Jesus, being raised from the dead. Oh, my friend, that you can show that picture. But don't tell me that the Word of God ties that in with your salvation. If you're not baptized, you're not saved. That's not what the Word of God teaches. So you see, there's many things there that if you believe that, then you go to church someplace that does. I can't. The only thing that can going to change your heart and change your life is the Word of God. And God's Word will get into your heart and convict your heart by the Holy Spirit and change your heart and change your thoughts. Many people believe concerning the baptism that they're saved upon baptism as an infant. That's wrong. Many people today believe with the Lord's Supper, back to that, that the actual juice or wine, whichever you might use, turns literally into the blood of Jesus when you take it. That's blasphemy. But my friend, many of you believe that. And many of you take the Lord's Supper under that pretense. I ask you that you will go to the Word of God and search it out, because my friend, you're spitting in God's face. I wouldn't do that. I'd come with my face in the dirt before a living, righteous God to give thanks. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. The only way that's going to happen, my friend, if freely, openly, willingly, you spend time with Him. And with such a peace and such a joy as you study His Word, He will teach you. The Holy Spirit lives within you and desires to show you the way of Christ Jesus. So will you listen? Will you come prayerfully? Will you come with your requests? Will you come giving thanks? Will you come giving thanks? My friend, most of the time when you're listening to people are grumbling and complaining and harping about this and harping about that, my friend, give thanks. We're so eager, my friend, to ask, to complain, and we're so slow to give thanks. To many of us, my friend, that's the last thing that comes to our mind at the end of a day to thank God for it. During the day, to thank God for the food that He has given us to eat. To thank God as He has shown you how to do something. As I work on pieces of equipment, many times the equipment that I'm working on I've never seen before. But you see, I go and I'll ask Him. I'll ask the Lord as I'm working on this piece of equipment. I'll check different things and then I'll say, Lord, please help me. And time after time after time, He has helped me. He has directed me. He has allowed me to fix this piece of equipment. And I'd like to say every time that I lift up my eyes into the heavens and say, thank you, Lord. I do it often, but I can't say I do it all the time. Oh, I should thank Him always. Thank Him for the family. Thank Him for the friends. Thank Him for the church that He has given us, and show that thankfulness by our actions. You see, it's easy to say something, but if you mean what you say, your life will be an example of that. And so if you say, God, I thank You and I praise You for Parkview Bible Church, show it. Show it or shut up. Because you don't mean it if you don't show it. Thank You for my job, and you work for your job, but you work at it half-heartedly. You don't give your boss your all. He doesn't deserve it. He don't pay me enough. Go through all those things. Be thankful. Be thankful that you have that job. Praise God for that job. God wants you to move on someplace else. He'll give you another job. Listen to Him. Oh, you find so often as I visit folks in the hospital, I talk to folks after they've had surgery, and only then do they begin to thank the Lord for the good health they used to have. Why don't we thank Him for that? Thank Him that we feel good. Thank Him that we can get up in the morning. Praise You, Lord. You have given us all. Oh, that we would spend time in thanksgiving. Once again, we're eager to ask, but very slow to thank. Back to Philippians chapter 4 now. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. Worry about nothing. But in everything, by prayer, which brings in worship, to adore the Lord. To worship. We worship so many things, my friend. I got to get you to understand this. We worship cars, and we worship work. We worship money. We worship so many things. We're to worship nothing except God. We're to live for God. We're to praise God. We're to worship God. We're to adore God. You adore your car. You adore your house. You may adore your children. Do you ever think about that? Many people make their children their gods, and they worship them. They give them everything. They get them to every ball game. They get them to every activity there ever was. They take them out. They show them so many things. Instead of taking that child and sitting down with that child and showing them the Word of God and teaching them how to be saved and showing them that by faith in the Lord Jesus and bringing that child to church on Sunday morning and on Sunday night and on Wednesday night that they'll hear the Word of God. Instead of that, they wonder why they have trouble with them. My friend, get that son, get that daughter in the house of God, that your pastor, that he can teach the Word of God, that child of yours can see as you're listening to the Word of God. See as the Holy Spirit touches your heart. See you walk down the aisle. Has your son or daughter ever saw you walk down the aisle? Well, you said, Larry, we don't believe in that. We don't have that at our church. Then get out and get to a church that does. If you don't give folks an opportunity to be saved and don't give folks an opportunity to get their heart right after the preaching of the Word of God, there's probably a good reason for that, and that is that probably the Word of God wasn't preached anyway. So you see, just to get an altar call, if that's one you call, an invitation you can call it, I don't care what you call it, I just want you to get right. If you refuse to get right, and again, most churches have quit that. Most churches don't have a Sunday night or a Wednesday night service. Most churches. The only thing they do is come together on Sunday morning, listen to a sermonette, and they all go out, pat each other on the back, light up their cigarette, and walk outside. Yeah, sometimes they walk outside first, they light up a cigarette. Talk about all the things they're going to do. Many of them came out of the tavern the night before, and they'll go back in that tavern next Saturday night too. My friend, that's not a life that God is pleased with. That's not the preaching that God. God wants the Word of God preached. He wants us to give folks an opportunity to get their heart right to the Lord with the Lord Jesus. And we do that with an invitation, with a time. Please, you begin to search the Word of God and preach the Word of God. So, you see, we have the worry. I want you to get rid of the worry. But the only way you can get rid of the worry is to come to Jesus and call to Him and ask Him to be your Savior and take your sins away. Now that means you got to admit you're a sinner. So I want you to do that first. Then I want you to come to the Lord Jesus. Then I want you to begin now. Begin prayerfully. I want you to look unto the Lord and adore Him. Don't adore your children. You love your children. I'm not telling you, you love your children. You love your spouse. You love your parents. You love your friends. But my friend, you adore and worship God. You do not adore and worship your children. If you do, you're going to ruin your children. Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to the house of God on Sunday night and on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. And again, I ask you, I got started on that wall ago and I left it, and that is that watch them. Have you ever come down the aisle in a church service? Has your son or daughter ever saw you do that? Now, there's another reason why that child is so proud, so arrogant. So are you. Let's get back to prayer. To worship, to adore. Then, joyfully, prayerfully, we can lift up our requests unto the Lord. We will, with thanksgiving, let those requests be made known unto God. God, I praise you for the day that you've given me. God, please, will you open the door that I can share the gospel with that friend that I work with? God, will you give me the tongue and give me the lips and give me the voice that I can speak the gospel so clearly? And then, please, Father, don't let me back out. Don't let me be ashamed of your name. I am proud of you, Jesus. Don't let me be ashamed of you. Don't let me be out of the house of God. My friend, when you follow after the Lord Jesus and you're in a Bible preaching, soul winning church, stay there. Stay there. If you're hopping from one church to the next, it's sin. You got a church that preaches the Word of God, you stay there. Somebody asks you to go somewhere, say, no, I have my church. Because they preach the Word there. If you want to come see me, you come and see me, but I'm not leaving that church because they preach the Word. And folks are changing and folks are being saved. I'm not leaving. If they're a true friend, they won't ask you to. If they're a friend of the devil, they're going to do everything they can do to get you out of there. My friend, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, please that we know that. All this, then, let the requests be made known unto God. Again, he wants to hear from you, but it's a whole different thing from this world. We need to come to him first in worship, in adoring him. Please that we lift up and we know that he is the God that made the world, that spoke it into existence. Please that he made us. It's so great that we serve a God. And he knows every need that we have, every trouble that we go into, every time we stumble around somewhere, he knows because he has wonderfully made us. Will you please seek after him and look after him? And please thank him for all that he has done. And then it continues that the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. You see, if we come to him prayerfully, bring our requests correctly, doing it all with thanksgiving, we're praising him for all the things that he's done for us. We kind of don't have time to be asking for all the things that we want, do we? Aren't we kind of back to the same place we've talked about the last couple weeks, that we need to be still and listen? The Word of God tells us so clearly to be still and to listen. And you do that as you prayerfully search the precious Word, as you worship his name. Then our requests, so quietly, so peace, so lovingly, that we ask, and what happens is our will turns to his will. With thanksgiving, God, I thank you. Because you see, many times when we have spent time with him, we know his will. When we ask, we know we're going to receive it. We can thank him for things we haven't even got yet. Oh, that's backwards from this world, and I'm going to get what I can get, and I'm going to get it now, and I'm going to get going. My friend, the only thing you need to get, and that's Jesus. And then get on your knees. And then get a hold of him. That you know his will and way. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?